Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Drexel Basketball Podcast. I'm Nate. Dan's here. We're trying to sneak this one in between life and then, we're getting ready to head down tomorrow. So kind of try to get everything organized, have food for the kids and whatnot. So we're ready to go. But wanted to make sure we did this before the week. Well, the tournament technically already started, but certainly before the meat of it gets going. So again, go through it. We're going to start out similar to what we did with the men's tournament, and the week leading up, they always release all the awards for the conference. So again, I'm not going to go through every award one by one, but Dan, just to throw out to you, anything that bothered you about the teams, or whether it's who was on first, second, third team, and who was player of the year, anything bothered you about that?
Well, you can't be a Drexel fan and not talk about the player of the year, right? I think Kashana Washington had it on all of our ballots, but Jasmine Dickey repeats. If Kashana shot the ball that much, she'd probably be third in the nation in scoring too. but the thing about voting for these teams, and if I'm assuming it's the same as the men, and I don't know that to be sure, but is that it's usually a coach, an SID for the school, and then a media representative. And when you talk about local media representatives, the number of them who are covering every game of women's basketball, who have seen half the league, like, it's bad on the men's side, but it's atrocious, I think, on the women's side sometimes. So, it becomes, kind of just a reading off the stat sheet vote a lot of the time. And your number one scorer is going to get the number one vote. So I think it's as simple as that. And I want to give Kishana all the credit in the world. She's had a hell of a season. The other thing that struck me is that Towson's kind of not particularly well represented. We'll get to this, but they're a very, very strong team, and they've got a first team player in Aaliyah Nelson, and Ali Kubik's kind of snuck into one of the last spots on the third team, and that's it. And for a team as strong as they've been, I wouldn't be surprised if they're not playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder come this tournament.
Yeah, so I didn't notice that. Yeah, they only had two people on the top three teams. So, but no, thank you for calling. I know on our message board there wasn't too much chatter about it, but yeah, it's our job as Drexel fans to feel like Kishana Washington should be player of the year. But I guess the only thing I think of is the men's tournament, they gave awards out before the game, and something about that made me uncomfortable, especially going against Delaware with Cam and getting all his awards, and Mari Williams getting his awards, and then the way they turn around and play it, especially Mari Williams. I guess this team always seems to play with a chip on their shoulders. So now another reason, Kishana Washington in particular, to go in saying, hey, I'm going to play better than Jasmine Dickey. So more motivation for a team that really doesn't need any more. So, but nothing wrong with that. They probably didn't want to load the first team up with, two teams. Drexel and Delaware, but honestly, I think Brugler, you could have made an argument. Certainly Hannah Nyholl, you could have made an argument. But again, more ammunition to go into the weekend motivated. So anything, and of course, congratulations for Amy Mallon winning Coach of the Year, certainly deserving, and all looking forward to them proving it coming up this year, so, or this weekend. So anything else, Dan, anyone that you saw that gave you any heartburn or anything like that?
Yeah, no, we'll cover the men's tournament. We will. I just want to promise everybody that we're not sweeping it under the rug. We'll talk about it next week. But, a lot obviously on the plate here with the women's side, and this is the one that's here right now. So we got to get in front of it. I didn't think there was anything else that jumped out. I was happy to see Amy Mallon. It's tough when you walk in as a favorite to they were projected to be one of the best teams in the conference. But by backing it up, I guess she earned that honor, which is great. Sometimes people always look for the underrated team that outperformed, but sometimes, just being the strongest team and showing your mettle. She did a great job this year. So great to see that. Kiki Jefferson from JMU, good to see JMU didn't get shut out. And certainly I think she could have gotten first team votes actually. Mm-hmm. So, but generally it's not terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. So let's go through the tournament itself, the bracket. I will say, yeah, we'll talk about the men's bracket or the men's tournament, but to me, this is the main event. I mean, this team, this women's team has had a terrific season, and I've been nervous for weeks, headed into this, that they get what they deserve. It's one of the risk benefit of March on one hand. It would be exciting as hell if they came through and and won the championship. But then again, you put it on the line, and certainly disappointment is out there. So, but hope they can come through. But let's go through it today. Earlier today, I was a little surprised. I mean, not terribly surprised, but I expected Hofstra to win, but it was close. UNC Wilmington has kind of been the worst team, I feel like, by a margin. And so Hofstra only won by a point. I felt like Hofstra has been playing a little bit better lately. It was a four-quarter game when we were up there in Hempstead. So I didn't see any of the game, honestly. So I don't know if you have any thoughts, if you caught any of it. It looks like, is it Hines, I think is her name, had another double-double. But yeah, just glad to see it a close game is my only thought.
Yeah, I generally, when I'm looking at basketball in March, I'm only going to watch the game if one of those teams has won a game all season. So, this game didn't qualify. But yeah, two really bad teams. Let's just be honest. The 8-9 game, kind of similar to the Mets game. It's sad, honestly, all the Northeastern gave a run to their money for in the Mets side. But yeah, I think I'm not expecting a whole lot tomorrow, but it's a dangerous spot for the Dragons. The team that plays the day before, comes in there a little bit. They're coming off a win. They've got that quick turnaround, but they've played on that surface. They've played in the tournament atmosphere already. They usually get off to a hot start. So something I'll be watching tomorrow.
Yeah, the Northeastern, you think of them almost knocking off Towson, although there were some injury issues. But yeah, that's a good example of that. So yeah, hopping right into that game tomorrow at noon. I want this as much to be an advertisement for tomorrow so that in the weekend, so if people are around and have the ability, I know they talk about snow and bad weather, worse where I am here in central PA, but even Philly, they're talking about some snow, but hopefully people can see this and maybe be a little bit excited to show up. But Hofstra gave us some trouble in the interior up there. We blew them out at the DAC. So I think it's potential to be a close game, but yeah, maybe a game tight early, and then hopefully we kind of pull away in the second half. So how do you see it tomorrow?
Yeah, and I want to be clear, we're recording this Thursday night. Tomorrow's Friday. Friday noon, everybody. Be at the DAC. Start your weekend right. But, I think, I could see them, having a tough time out of the gate with Hofstra. I think one of the games the regular season kind of played out that way too. But they handled Hofstra fairly easily both times. I think even Amy Mellon did a video clip today that she put out there, and it was pretty – I think the school did a nice job with it. And she went a little bit more into things than you usually see from, like, a Zach Spiker side. So it was nice to hear her talk about her teams and the competition. But she was very clear that, hey, we've beaten them twice already. We know where we are. We know where we stand. We're going to be confident walking into that game. Mm-hmm. And, I like hearing that. I like – they've been there before, and they're not shying away from it. A lot of coaches give the whole, listen, we did that last year, but that's behind us. She's wearing the mantle. She said, we're here. We know it. You're gonna have to come beat us. This is our house, and I love going into the tournament like that. So, I think I do think Hofstra could get a quick jump just because they played yesterday, but I don't have a ton of concerns about this game.
Yeah, and we'll go through the whole quarterfinal round. I think all I'm gonna say is I think all these games have the potential to be, tight games. I mean, certainly that Charleston Elon game. I think both those teams proven they can play with some of the better teams in the conference. And, a 4-5 game, I was expected to be tight, but that's a really interesting game. And then just to see, William and Mary look in, they've got, two 13 players, Riley Casey and Sydney Wagner. I mean, they took us to overtime down there. So, I mean, I think of any game, aside from hopefully ours, I think you feel like Delaware would be a pretty heavy favorite against William and Mary. But I think even that game, potentially if William and Mary shoots the ball well and Delaware doesn't, it could be a tight game. But any other quarterfinal game are you looking forward to? You think could be an upset?
Well, the story of this tournament is going to be, there's three prohibitive kind of favorite teams. If you look at net rankings, I think Towson's around 79, Drexel's, I want to say 84, 83, something like that. And Delaware's like 97. And then the next highest school is like 170. So it's a huge gap between the three kind of at the top and the rest of the pack. That said, I think it's going to be easy for Dragon fans to slip in the track of rooting for Elon against Charleston because they've struggled with Charleston this year. Honestly, they should have lost at Charleston, and they did lose at home to Charleston. That's concerning. Sounds like a tough matchup. We can talk about the men's tournament. Alan Boston made the case teams that have underperformed this year are more dangerous in a tournament setting. which is not something I thought. I thought teams that underperformed were ones you shy away from. He corrected me, and Delaware really corrected me, right? They underperformed in the regular season, and they won the title. So I find Elon to be a bit of a sleeping giant, and I think Elon will handle Charleston. But I don't know that we, you know, how excited Drexel fans should be about that. I'd caution against being too excited because Elon came into the season expecting to be a really one of those top four teams, not just the top three teams.
I think every game had potential to be a tight one. Even I think like Northeastern, they're always scrappy, so they could give Towson a game. But let's hop in at semifinal round. So, personally, I'm not going to root for either team, Elon and Charleston. I think either game could be competitive. Is kind of what I'm thinking, but I guess I'm going to keep this, because I'll even hop in. Let's keep this more general here. What does Drexel have to do to survive that game? And then even if it's Delaware or Towson, I mean, what do you see as the keys for Drexel in this tournament to get the job done here?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think discipline's a lot of it. You do come in as the number one. You do come in with some swagger. You do come in on your home court. Let's not forget that they were better on the road than at home this year. So we've seen them not be successful at home in a tournament situation before as a favorite. So, you gotta have that in mind. Like I said, discipline to me. I think both times they played Charleston, one of them they had the 14 game winning streak going into, and the other one they had I think beaten. I'm forgetting who they played right before that, but they had won by about 40 against somebody, and it was a letdown spot. So both times kind of emotional, kind of challenging situational games. I think you got to stay out of that. I think you've just got to, this is a business trip of a home game, and really just stay grounded, do what they do because they're good enough. And they play well. The thing with this team, I think, is they play well together, right? They are a true, sum is greater than the parts team, mm-hmm. Which I think is why Drexel fans enjoy watching the women so much because they do. They share the ball well. They pick each other up well. When somebody's not having a good game, and I think even again, Coach Mallon said it on the video today. When one of their big three is having a down game, the other two pick her up. So it's fun to watch from that perspective. But that's the mentality they've got to have. Not everybody's going to come out on fire, but pick each other up. Just do what you do. You're a one seed for a reason. In a game against a four or five seed that you're ranked prohibitively better than, you've got to go about your business and do it.
Mm. Yeah, I think the only thing, again, that you see limiting them, and you were mentioning it took me a second too, but James Madison was a game. They went down there, shot the lights out, couldn't miss, blew them out, and then went to Towson. And you almost – it reminded me of when the men played Elon. We couldn't miss, won by what, I don't know, like 20, 30 points, and then turned around and lost to William & Mary at home. So it's like, not falling in that trap of jump shooting. And, I feel like we had some discussions, with that with block charge situations in basketball. There's so many games where, like, and I see it flash up on the screen all the time, team went 1-for-14 from three or 1-for-15 from three. And it's like, I think the two games, and I think at Charleston and then Towson last weekend, we just shot poorly. And even Marist, I haven't looked back at the numbers, but it was probably similar. So Tessa Brewer is our key. If the shots aren't falling, and we did that at Charleston again, home against Charleston, we started getting the ball inside to her, and she had like 20 points in the fourth quarter, and really kind of keyed her comeback. And then Towson, we waited a little. It wasn't until like under 3 minutes that she started taking it to the rim and getting to the line. By then, it was too late. So it's not falling on that trap of sometimes you got to win ugly, especially in a tournament setting when you're tired and the shots aren't falling. So. Hopefully that can protect us having a player like that from a bad shooting night and still getting the job done. So,
and it's tough. They're bigger in the front court this year, but you are going to run to a game in a tournament setting where you're not hitting everything, and rebounding is going to be really important. And that's not the strength of this team. That I'll be looking for that. Not just how are they shooting, but if they're shooting poorly, looking at those rebounding numbers in the first quarter, second quarter, see how the game goes on.
That's where we may see that depth in the front court with Valentine and Leonard and Brugler and Satman maybe get some minutes so that we stay relatively fresh. So, I think the front court too, everyone talks about shooting and stuff, but you have to have balance. That's what Delaware had. Davis, I hadn't realized how much he had come on for Delaware, and then Carr had a really good tournament. So, again, sometimes it starts with that front court, getting those easy buckets and those putbacks and second chances and stuff, especially if you're not shooting well. So, hopefully, I mean, hell, I love to have us come out and shoot 60% and blow out Charleston or Elon, but who do you see us playing in the championship, and how do you think that might go?
Yeah, well, I mean, if it's the 2-3 game that we expect it to be, that's going to be a whale of a game with Hofstra and Towson. Delaware and Towson. And I want to say Delaware's got a few more upperclassmen. Obviously, I think this is going to be Dickey and Battle. You know, they lost it last year. You've got to know that's sticking with them. You know, they're both upperclassmen. They're going to be tough to knock off. I'll probably side with the senior stars here. You saw Cam Winter, you know, try to put the team on his back. You said, you know, seniors, when it could be their last game, it's different. It just kind of hits different. So, that they scare me probably a little bit more. But it could go either way. I mean, Towson's the higher ranked team. Towson's obviously took care of our ladies on senior day, down there. So they're very strong. They're very, very strong. Deal, it really could be a pick 'em. I don't want to. I'll say Delaware just because it's Drexel, Delaware. It's all the drama, but wouldn't shock me at all to see Towson.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think probably Delaware for the same reasons. And so this translates into the championship. Well, first of all, I hope I'm watching that Towson-Delaware game for scouting purposes. And I agree it could be a hell of a game. And again, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, hopefully a lot of good games. But I agree probably Drexel-Delaware in the final. And I think you just said it too. You know, in a sense, I agree, Jasmine Dickey, you know, the key for them. But then I almost felt last year, you know, she almost forced things a little too much. So, you know, we'll see if again, almost Amy Allen sort of lets her. I feel like that's been a little bit of the game plan against her is to, you know, let her have some shots, but we don't let her get too close to the rim too often. And we almost let her, I don't know, get a little bit out of control. So what do you think the keys would be for us to beat Delaware if we see them again? I know you talked about not worrying too much about beating a team a third time, but that would be what we would be up against trying to knock them off again.
Yeah, no, I go the other way. I like if you've already beat them twice, it's usually a good matchup is what the sign of it. I don't mind I don't know if I'd prefer Delaware, but I don't mind it as a draw. It's a two-headed monster. They're not the depth. They don't have the sum is better than the parts necessarily down in Delaware. They have two outstanding. You know, Ty Battle gets, I think, not the love she deserved because Jasmine Dickey's on her team. They're both first team, but Battle to me is, I mean, she's right there with player of the year candidate. I mean, just a really a monster in the paint, and she can really play. So foul trouble is huge, right? I mean, if you can find a way to isolate one of those two, and then, again, that's a lot on the back of the two of them to do three in a row. So that they should be, you know, I would make them run. I would make them move. I would make them very active. And not let them settle in on defense. Just keep, you know, run motion. After that, you know, I hate to say it, it's going to come down to a little bit to making shots because you're going to lose the rebounding battle. You're going to lose it. So you better make shots. You better not turn over the ball, you know, and shoot at a decent percentage. And the good news is this team is what, like top five in the country and not turning the ball over, something like that. So they'll present themselves with the opportunities, and I trust Amy Mallon and Hannah Nihil to put our team, you know, in a position to have quality shots. Mm-hmm. And you work from there, and you got to go with that. That's what you got to roll with. But end of the day, yeah, how they shoot that day is going to matter probably more than anything.
Yeah, I think Delaware, they're going to that game. They're going to be telling, you know, Ty Battle and then Lizzie O'Leary, like, hey, don't wait till the third quarter to show up, because I think that happened in both of those games. So she's going to challenge them to kind of take over the glass right from the get-go. And then, but we have, you know, Drexel has to be prepared for that. And we've got players, I think, can't 100% match up, but at least make life difficult for them. And I agree, you know, trying to get them in foul trouble is a great way to do it. But yeah, I just want a point to make with that Towson game. And I'm not complaining about the officiating. I'm just saying it was officiated different from a lot of the games that have been played this year. There are a lot of fouls. And again, so that's something else to prepare for, the game where, you know, getting to the line is important. I think Towson was a team that the way they play that fit their style. But hopefully something we learned too. Yeah, you get in a game that's, you know, a lot of whistles, find ways to get to the free throw line and get points there. So again, hopefully we're learning another way to win. But, you know, I hope too is if we, and really to that beating a team three times, I mean, they dominated us twice last year. And that's why I was kind of really, in some ways, I felt an upset that we won the game last year, and I guess it was based on standings, right? So again, what the way we elevated our game last year, can we elevate it again? And a lot of that had to do with just Washington just going nuts. But, you know, and that would be nice if she just went nuts, scored 30 points a game, and then we can relax a little bit. But I think we have to be prepared for those situations where she doesn't. And then again, who else is going to pick her up? And that's where Brugler comes in, and Nyhill and some of the other players. So, but we'll see.
I mean, there's probably going to be a game this tournament where she ends up in foul trouble, or Hannah does. But, you know, just like Battle of Nikki, Dragons have six seniors. We played in their final game, and three people who are on, you know, the top two OCAA teams who are playing in their final tournament. And yes, they're guaranteed to go to the NIT at the very least, no matter how things go this weekend. But, you know, it's seniors just do it different, and we got six of them. Mm-hmm. I much like the Delaware men this year. I like where they sit. I do.
Yeah. And so I think in Delaware's defense, I mean, their comeback down there was keyed by a couple threes from some of their other role players in these kind of games too. You know, Kate Connolly had that big game at James Madison. Tori Hajduk, you know, could she be somebody that comes in? So everybody's got to be ready to go, just in case, you know, it is a tough shooting night. You need a spark. So, but yeah, obviously I have to take them to win the whole thing, just because that's what we do. But yeah, just I'm really excited for this. I've been excited for weeks. Like you said, this has been such a fun team to watch, and you want to see them rewarded with getting a title that they deserve. But could be tough, that's for sure. So, all right. Any other thoughts? Final thoughts you have about tournament and the weekend and everything?
I'm with you. Not an easy road, but an honor to watch this team. I hope to continue to. I do think, quite frankly, any of these three teams, but I think. The Drexel, you know, ladies were there last year, but they can make noise, not just get to the tournament, but they could snipe a game. Somebody did say that there was bracketology. I know how you feel about that. I feel the same way. But that had Drexel Maryland in the first round down in College Park, mm-hmm. and I have a wedding next weekend, which will be the opening weekend of the tournament, and the groom in the wedding is a Terp, and so I'm in the wedding. I'm very excited. If that were to come to fruition, that'd be something else. But yeah, we can dream. I think I'm just excited for this. I can't emphasize enough, it's quality basketball. It is quality basketball. That they really do exceed each other's talents. They make each other better. If you want to go see how basketball should be played, and that's not actually a knock on anybody. They're fundamentally sound. They do everything very, very well. Like I said, I think top five in the country, not turning the ball over. And it's exciting. It's fast. It's faster paced than you think it is, especially with Hannah and Kishana. Go watch a game. I'm sure some of it will be televised locally, or in some way, manner or another. But get to the deck. Get to the deck. It's a great opportunity. It's relatively affordable. The tickets weren't bad, so no excuses. Get on down there and cheer them on.
Yeah, I was just trying to do the math. I think it was like $15 or $20 for an adult ticket, and then like $10 for the kids. So a lot cheaper than the men's tournament. And I mean, for tomorrow, it's for all day. So we're not sure how long we're going to stay. We may stay for the whole day. You know, I'm getting the feeling that there's some effort being made on campus. Like, it looked like they put some, you know, cardboard cutouts of A.B. Mallon and the bracket up in main building. And they're starting to do some things social media wise. I'm seeing it on multiple different pages. So hopefully, I don't know, is it finals week next week, or I don't know where we're at with the term.
I haven't kept up on the academic calendar since it's been a couple of years, but you know, and yes, I think Zach Spiker will be in the crowd. I think you'll see some of the men in the crowd. So feel free to go over there and congratulate them on what was still was a pretty promising year and good stuff going forward there.
I bet Denise Dillon will be there, and I in our habit of finding the alternatives. I mean, worst case, you wonder if Nova doesn't get in, a Villanova Drexel NIT game would be a consolation, but I don't want to be there. I want to see them both play each other in the tournament. Someone said there was a bracket out there that had a second round game that was Drexel Villanova. So imagine that. But, and one other thing to throw out. So they're having an alumni event before any Drexel women's game. It starts an hour and a half beforehand. So, bright and early, 10:30 tomorrow morning. We're thinking of going. I have to double check exactly where it is. I signed up. You have to pre-register, although you could probably just show up. They're talking about lawn games. I know tomorrow that may work. Saturday may not work too well. And Sunday is supposed to be cold, but we always try to support any type of pregame event. I was specific that I was talking about this pregame event and got some more info because they said there's snacks. So they're having, and Sounds like a good snack menu, a quality. Cookies, candy, Chex Mix, potato chips, cotton candy. So yeah, definitely snacks for sure. So I made the comment in the reply that my kids are going to be nice and sugared up to go in there and make a lot of noise. So that should work out. So take advantage of those events. It's free. I don't think we had to pay anything. I am imagining this Delaware fan base. I was surprised more of them didn't come up for the first game, but they're probably wired right now after the men's team won. At least although that's a separate discussion that I continue to be surprised about the lack of sports support down at UD. I'm still geared towards the 90s for football games when they got 20,000 people, you know, against Lehigh and stuff. So it's obviously not the culture there, but I have to believe, and I'm waiting for the elderly fan comment, but I have to believe a fair number of them will make their way up to the deck if it is Delaware in the final to root for their team. And we need to make sure that's our building. We need to do everything we can to create the environment. So,
yeah, their fans left Delaware for the game a few weeks ago, and they're just arriving at the deck tomorrow. So it worked out. So,
horse and buggy. And Lancaster County is not far from UD, if you depending on how you go. So, yeah. So, okay. All right. Anything else, you know, you want to add about this weekend?
No, I can't. I'm looking forward. I really am. I'm just, yeah. This is an exciting weekend, and it's a great time to be a Dragon.
I'm pumped. So, I feel bad. Would you come down? Have you thought about it if they make the final? What do you think?
I'm out on this one. I reopen life the weekend after when I head out of town. So.
Got it. Okay. So you're saving up for the wedding, I guess. Yeah, that sounds like a smart thing to do, but hey, maybe if you're close enough, we get a regional site and you can go to those games. Who knows?
But oh, I'm keeping my eyes on that one for sure.
But yeah. So, all right. So nice talking with everybody. Hope to see people out at the games and hope that we're talking next week about where Drexel is going to be playing. They will play in a postseason tournament, but certainly hope it's the NCAA tournament. So, all right. So good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right. Take care.